Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Elliot Broidy warns of alarming 21% surge in global anti-Semitism as Jewish High Holy Days approach. Elliot Broidy, co-chairman of the Fund to End Anti-Semitism, warns of a 21.2% surge in global anti-Semitic incidents as Jewish High Holy Days approach. Recent data shows a dramatic increase in anti-Semitic incidents worldwide, spreading beyond college campuses into healthcare and entertainment sectors. Broidy emphasizes the need for immediate action from government, institutions, and civil society to combat this crisis. He highlights how toxic ideologies from universities are now infiltrating professional spheres, citing disturbing incidents in healthcare settings. Broidy calls for private sector initiatives like the Auschwitz Research Center to combat extremism and educate future generations. As Jewish communities prepare for the holiest days of the Jewish calendar, Broidy urges educational institutions, healthcare systems, technology platforms, and governments to take immediate action to combat anti-Semitism and uphold democratic values. International Trade Association announces support of Texas Proposition 4. The Plastics Pipe Institute, Inc., PPI, a major trade association representing the plastic pipe industry, has endorsed Proposition 4, the November 2025 ballot measure in Texas. PPI urges Texans to vote yes on Proposition 4 to strengthen the state's water systems and prepare for the future. PPI President David M. Fink highlighted the benefits of plastic piping in reducing water loss, resisting corrosion, and promoting sustainability. PPI and its members are committed to supporting circularity and innovation in infrastructure development. Learn more at www.plasticpipe.org. PPI is dedicated to promoting plastic as the materials of choice for pipe and conduit applications, collaborating with industry organizations to set standards for manufacturing and installation.
The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of Florida, a mental health watchdog organization, hosts weekly events educating citizens on important mental health issues. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of Florida, a mental health watchdog organization, hosts weekly events in Clearwater educating citizens on important mental health issues. With over 1,000 events held, attorneys, doctors, and clinical pharmacists provide information on Florida's mental health law, individual rights, and the impact of underlying physical ailments. Attorney Carmen Miller, a former assistant public defender, leads seminars on mental health law and hosts workshops on psychiatric living wills. Alternative medicine professional Dr. Jared Roscoe explains how psychiatric drugs affect the body, while clinical pharmacist Pamela Seafeld covers the side effects of drugging children. The complimentary seminars vary each month, and those interested can call 727-442-820 or visit the center at 109 N Fort Harrison Avenue, Clearwater, Florida.
ADAP Advocacy supports 340B rebate model. ADAP Advocacy has urged the Health Resources and Services Administration to modify its proposed 340B rebate pilot project, calling it deeply flawed and potentially contrary to the Administrative Procedure Act. The organization fully endorses the implementation of a rebate model for all covered entities under the 340B drug pricing program, especially hospitals. ADAP CEO Brandon M. Maxatta stated that state AIDS drug assistance programs have already demonstrated the success of retrospective rebates without causing delays or administrative burdens. ADAP Advocacy's 340B map shows a concerning pattern of hospitals growing their 340B programs while reducing charity care commitments. The organization emphasizes the effectiveness of a rebate model citing the significant growth in funding for HIV/AIDS programs through 340B rebates. To learn more about ADAP Advocacy and their efforts to improve access to care for persons living with HIV/AIDS, visit adapadvocacy.org.
Nimai Cree and Contractors for Tunnel to Towers announces fifth annual cocktail tribute. The New York Commercial Real Estate and Contractors for Tunnel to Towers, NYCRE and Contractors for T2T, announces its fifth annual cocktail tribute, honoring Bill DeCunto, Executive Vice President of Silverstein Properties, for his dedication to first responders and military service members. The event, set for October 16, 2025, will bring together industry professionals for a night of cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and a silent auction. Proceeds will support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, providing homes for families of fallen first responders and injured veterans. Join this meaningful gathering in New York's commercial real estate calendar to honor courage, sacrifice, and service. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.